This is the BBC.
Here's Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're in for Grimmy on the Radio and Breakfast Show this week. A lot happened, including Real or No Real with our listener Laura. Our listener Sarah from Wales has been on our weekend with Paddy from Ireland, so we'll find out how that goes. And an iconic scene from TOWIE is acted out GCSE drama style and ends up being better than the original.
Hello?
Scott Mills. What's the way up every day? Good to go. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Get up.
It's what I am. Wake yourself up.
It really smells in here now.
Wake yourself up.
I do love a bit of Scott.
And good morning, everybody. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Scott.
So, Grimmy is off on his holidays for the next 2 weeks, and we are on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's Monday morning. Hope you're all right. I feel that you're all judging me in here this morning.
What, because you look dutty?
I don't look dutty.
Well, you look very relaxed.
I'm just wearing leisure wear because I've had a very busy weekend.
I just think when we're taking over the breakfast show, and only for a couple of weeks, we should kind of smarten ourselves up. We should all turn up rocking suits. We should look like we mean business.
Yeah.
Like we're taking over a little bit. And instead, well, I'm not, you know, I can talk. I've got this dutty hoodie on.
Yeah, but you're being judgy now.
But look at you, man.
I've gone all tracksuit. Anyway, how was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah.
How was yours? You seem to be getting up to all sorts.
Right, yeah. I had a mate's wedding. That was eventful.
You were DJing at the O2.
I DJed at the O2 in London for 2 nights before Ollie Murs. Then yesterday there was some London Eurovision party. Saw Conchita.
I've got a lot to ask. Well, firstly, with the DJing for Ollie Murs, I noticed that you put up a picture of you at the O2 in a kind of DJ pose on the first night that you did it.
Uh-huh.
Clearly weren't happy with that picture because I didn't think you looked like the superstar DJ in it. It was like someone had just taken it quite casually from behind you.
Yeah.
The next night, you've got both arms out.
Yeah. I kind of went for it on the second night. Do you know what I mean?
It's nice that you can do it again, isn't it? To take the proper picture.
But now I've looked back at my own pictures and I'm like, babe, you're not Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
Let's sort it out.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'll tell you what, Radio 1 has got so many worldwide fans, you know.
Mm.
I mean, I kind of obviously knew that. But like yesterday at this Eurovision thing, like so many of the entries are like, oh, BBC Radio 1, Live Lounge. They love it so much.
So what was it? A party, like a pre-party for Eurovision?
Yes, in London.
So they do like a mini Eurovision before the main Eurovision that happens?
Well, it's just like a night. It's like a club night.
Yeah.
But like 20 acts.
But Conchita Wurst, who I'm fascinated with, was there, right?
Yeah. It was the 10th anniversary of the London party last night.
And has she still got the long hair and the beard?
She's got long hair, but it's now kind of been, it's kind of like twisted. It's kind of like curly now.
But now that she's won Eurovision, is she like worldwide massive?
Yeah. Sold out the Sydney Opera House last year.
No.
Absolutely, yeah.
And did she remember you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And like she'd give you, like, are you on sort of cuddling terms and stuff like that?
Kissing terms, yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Christian, who's the Bulgarian entry this year with his song Beautiful Mess.
And
massive Radio 1 fan.
So you'll be involved in the Eurovision stuff this year.
Yeah.
A good year, do you think? Or
I think there's a lot of ballads.
Right.
Yeah. You need to come to me with me 1 year and then you'll kind of get it a bit more.
Well,
at the moment, you're just like, I don't get it.
Well, I'm thinking of going this year.
What?
For the first time, yeah. Because, well, you've said that.
Why not tell me?
You did. You invited me, unless you're taking that invitation back.
You can come.
I'm thinking a couple of days at Eurovision could change me.
It honestly will change your life. It's the most fun.
Scott Mills.
You know when you wake up first thing in the morning, first thing you do is check Twitter, right? Good news. You're on the 10 tweets to start your Monday.
Get out.
You've
Why?
Made it.
Why? What have I done?
Well, it's a tweet of you actually with Conchita Wurst.
Yes.
The bearded Eurovision winner.
Yeah, is it the one where I'm just like catching up with her?
Yeah, it's like you're sat there at a tea party.
Yeah, I had like a little party, like with party food, British party food.
It's a great picture.
Thank
but
you.
Top 10 tweets to start your Monday.
Who else is on the other tweets?
Well, Tiny Temper,
Why?
Saying that he's back in London for a roast dinner. And number one on there is a picture of Tom Jones in Speedos by a swimming pool.
Right.
Which is the front cover, like a really old front cover of TV Times. Look, I'm going to give you a quick flash of this and I'll just get a quick hot or not from you.
What, Tom Jones? Back in the day?
Tom Jones back in the day there.
What year was this?
Oh, God, I don't know. 1987.
Let me have a look. It's not for me.
Because he's sort of squatting there by
it's
the pool.
It's not for me. But I can see how it would be for a lot of people. It's just not for me.
Right.
No.
It's more your mum's thing.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, even then.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's quite cool that I'm on the Twitter Moments thing. While I was in my Eurovision party bubble last night, something else huge that couldn't be more different was happening. I was seeing loads of tweets about WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, same. Same, I couldn't really sleep last night. I was sort of watching all the coverage on Twitter. I don't fully understand people's obsession with it.
I don't get it at all. If anyone actually understands that, can you text me on 81199? We might call you back, because I don't get it at all.
It sort of needs explaining, but it was WrestleMania's 33rd annual WrestleMania pay-per-view event.
But it's huge.
It's huge. And so many people were watching it. And there was all this grief I saw around Pitbull and Flo Rida, which I really don't understand, because what could they have done wrong?
So it was in Orlando, was it, right?
Yeah.
And it's like Pitbull, Flo Rida and Lunch Money
Lewis. Were they wrestling?
No, they've done a song together, haven't they? Was it called Green Light? Yeah.
Right.
And people were really not enjoying the performance on Twitter from what I saw.
But you wouldn't know any of the wrestlers' names either, would you?
Not a clue, but I know it's huge. And I know also, you know who loves it here?
Who?
Greg James.
Yeah, he does.
He loves it. If anyone actually can understand it and actually explain it to me, that would be amazing.
This is BBC
Radio Scott Mills.
Right, these people love WrestleMania. Andy, can you describe it to me, please?
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, the easiest way to describe WrestleMania and all that WWE type stuff is it's the equivalent of EastEnders.
Why?
To me. Basically, we've got all the big characters, the ones you love, the ones that you hate. It's got all the drama
it's
that you
the
want.
The Mitchell brothers.
Right.
Pretty much. There's a lot of guys that are big, bulky and bald, so that's the one.
What, so it's like a soap?
Yeah, it's like a soap, so you've got the storylines, the drama, the build-up, the anticipation of things happening, and now obviously the shock results that you're waiting for, and then obviously the characters that we all love to hate.
I just saw so many tweets about it yesterday. Yeah. It's huge, isn't it?
Absolutely massive. I mean, this year's they've gone all out, clearing out old characters, which obviously people are upset about, bringing back old characters, which people are really excited about. So,
like you said.
Wow. Exactly that.
Yeah, I think I would quite like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I got into it, I think I'd be obsessed.
I think if it's like a soap opera, you're down for that, really.
And Jen, you were up all night watching WrestleMania as well, right?
Yeah. And I'd say it's definitely better than EastEnders. A lot more drama.
Really?
Yeah. It's everyone says it's, you know, fake wrestling, fake sort of fighting and everything. But yeah, the storylines behind it are what make it.
Right.
So, staying up last night. There was even a proposal on it last night as well.
What's
it? Is it real? Yeah. I don't understand. Is it acting? What is it?
So, it's they really fight, but the end winner is always decided. So, these sort of everything that happens, you know they're really being hurt, and you know that there's like a feud going on between them, which is really cool.
Is there, though?
But what's we some don't of the, know who's going to win.
What's some of the storylines? Explain.
So, for instance, it's the simplest things, like you get the belts, which are sort of like what you compete for, and there are arguments that go over that, and it can involve relationships, because you've got the Divas division as well, which is the women's wrestling.
Amazing!
There's a lot of drama there.
Oh, I really want to see that.
It's great.
Here's the thing, right? I think you would really get interesting, Scott, because you surprised me. We went to the basketball when we were in New York.
Yeah.
And you really enjoyed that.
I loved it.
Because I think you think sport is just, you know, just football.
Yeah, but they played music,
and then there was lots of stopping, and then
awesome.
During that, people come out with T-shirt cannons, and you went mad for that.
I'm going to make wrestling my new thing. I actually have been once before.
Have you?
Years and years ago, and I thought, and I kind of enjoyed it then, so I you know me, when I get into something, I'm properly obsessed
I think you'll like the characters as well. Can you name some of them? You got, like, The Undertaker.
Who else, Jen?
The Undertaker, he was against Roman Reigns last night.
There you go.
You had Seth Rollins and Triple H. Brock Lesnar, who actually tried UFC fighting for a while.
Oh, you love it, don't you?
Yeah, so yeah, my boyfriend Jamie really got me into wrestling.
This is going to be my new thing.
BBC
Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, we do a game in the afternoon normally on our normal show called Real or No Real. It's some facts, you just got to guess whether they're real or not, dead easy. Morning, Laura.
Morning.
How's it going?
Great, thanks.
What's your plans for Monday?
Probably to write my wicked 4,000-word essay that I have to hand in after Easter.
Oh, boof.
And what's that for? I mean, that's not quite lengthy enough to be a dissertation, but that still seems longer than a normal essay.
Oh, yes, I've handed in my dissertation already, but I've got, this is my last ever essay for my degree, which is quite exciting.
And what's it on?
It's on whether music has an influence in marketing.
Oh, and does it?
Yes.
That's quite a fun one. Scott, you've never had to write an essay, have you? Thinking about it.
No.
What?
No, no, it's mad, isn't it? He's lived his whole life. Look how much money he earns and stuff like that. And he's never had to write an essay. It's insane.
Makes me want to cry.
You've had to do a maths lesson, haven't you?
I went to school, Chris.
Yeah, you went to school. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but you didn't go. Yeah, you. I mean, you didn't have to do like sixth form or uni or anything like that, did you?
No, I College. Mean, oh, that sounds awful. Sixth form and uni. People have a great time.
Yeah, you do. You have some good times there as well. But you, it's the fact you've never had to write like a proper essay.
Yeah,
one with references. Do you know what plagiarism is?
No. Well, yes.
See, that's a word that you've got to do at uni. So if you just copy, if I like copy matey's essay or dissertation, hand it in as my own, plagiarism.
I know that, yeah. I know what plagiarism is. It's like I've not been educated.
Well, you're not really, are you?
Yes, I am. I know longer words than you.
Go on, longest word?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Good word. Oh, I'm sorry, Scott. I take it back. You're very educated.
Went to school. All right, okay, let's play today's Real or No Real.
To get publicity for their new single, Tom and Serge from Kasabian have recreated the Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon Lexit picture.
Now, I'm a bit gutted about this, if this is real, because I was going to suggest that we did it. Just because I think the whole thing is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it did get me thinking. Who out of me and you has the better legs?
Me.
Based on what?
Just no.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Chris has the better legs.
You haven't seen my legs, though.
Well, you did DJ at my uni, so you came quite close to me. But...
yeah, but they were covered with a trouser.
Yeah, but I think Chris has got... I feel like Chris would have better legs.
Yeah, but I've been
Chris,
working
you play
on my legs.
Football?
Haven't played for a while. In fact, last time I played was for the local sports bar.
Was that?
In it was a few weeks ago now. No, don't shake your head. I'm not. Listen, the sports bar. In fact, do you know what? It was a bit longer than a few weeks ago because the sports bar's closed down now.
Okay, right, there we go.
The one in Maidenhead.
Right. Closed down.
You forget.
Yeah.
You forget.
Because Laura's from the same place as me.
You forget. Yeah. I've known you for years. I know you so well, and yeah. I can sniff out a lie.
Yeah.
Like a rat up a drainpipe.
But
is that one? Okay.
You've used the phrase wrong again.
Interesting phrase of choice, yeah.
No, but I do think I played football not that long ago. And yeah, I get what you're saying anyway. Long story short, Laura, I do probably have the better legs.
Not true. I tell you what, though, Serge has got lovely legs from Kasabian. But then, am I being as sexist as the Daily Mail now?
You are.
Oh, right, okay.
You're objectifying.
Okay, I'll take that back.
It's still weird that Theresa May is on there, though, being that she's our local MP.
Is she?
True.
It's bizarre, yeah.
Hang on, do you two live together?
No, we don't live together, but you're from Maidenhead, aren't you, Laura?
Yes.
See, I've just moved to where Laura...
Got you.
Laura lives at the moment.
So you probably...
You've come to the party town, Chris. You
is
have
it?
Come
have
to
I,
the,
though?
No,
because
definitely not.
I've not
no,
seen much partying.
Not. I mean, our local club has now reopened. I think you are a frequent in there from some of your Twitter.
Oh, the Smoky Hose.
Yeah, that
no,
one.
No, I tried to make it right. Smoky Wokey
Smoky
Woes.
Smoky, yeah, Smoky, Smoky Lows.
Has it got a swimming pool in it, though?
No, unfortunately not.
Scott only goes to clubs with swimming pools now.
Only last week on my birthday, I found myself in a club late at night with a pool in it.
Excellent.
I never even knew that happened. Anyway, back to the Real or No Real, which was not what we're talking about at all. Tom and Serge from Kasabian have recreated the Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon Lexit picture to promote their new single. Chris, Real or No Real?
I'm going to go real.
Laura?
Yeah, I really want this to be real, so I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
that is such a letdown.
We made it up. Tom and Serge from Kasabian haven't really recreated that picture to promote the new single, You're In Love With A Psycho, but they did release the video for the single this week, and it features the new host of Great British Bake Off, Noel Fielding. Of course it does. Here's your next one.
Hollywood legend Morgan Freeman will no longer record your voicemail greeting for you.
Did he ever?
Wow, if you do get to meet Morgan Freeman, because of his amazing voice, you would want him to record your voicemail. Or is that a bit of a hoe? Getting someone to record your voicemail. I know that was on for ages.
Yeah. I don't listen to voicemails anymore.
No, I don't.
I got hundreds.
Have you?
I don't listen to them.
Oi, let's go through them.
No. Hang on, let's see. Let's
plug
see
your phone
there.
In and let's go through them.
Let's see who's left one.
Anyone famous?
No. A lot of unknowns. Someone called John.
Anyone of note?
No, Jake Wood.
Jake Wood. Jake Wood left you a voicemail.
Yeah.
God, why wouldn't you listen to that?
Matt Sprenning.
That's insane. Play it out.
No, I can't. Hugh Edwards. It's H-U-G-H.
Yeah, but that's what you've probably done to disguise his name.
But I don't know him off your phone. I don't know him off the news.
Maybe you know him off a social scene.
I don't.
No?
When would I have met him on a night out? Newsreaders don't go out.
It's true, that,
actually.
They
just stay at the news place yes. all day. I was asking my mum this question the other day.
Everyone
actually,
knows this.
They just don't sleep, do they? They just, like, maybe they're robots.
Well, they don't go out. They don't go out to bars.
No. They stick to their own as well if they do go out. Newsbeat here, exactly the same.
Mm.
Never socialise with us.
Oh, this is... I probably should listen to this one. Ben Cooper. That's our boss.
Play that one out.
No. Davina McCall.
Oh, my God, your voicemail's amazing.
And this is going back in some time. I'm just picking out the good ones.
We'd love to hear.
Yeah.
No, I'm not playing them.
That would be so great. No one leaves me voicemails.
No,
I don't think any. I don't really like phone calls, so I don't really tend to call people very often.
No, I don't like phone anymore. So over it.
No, but you never speak on the phone.
I don't
really.
Like it.
You'll always text over phoning.
Yeah, totally.
So if you had the opportunity to meet Morgan Freeman, Laura, let's say he was at your uni. What's your uni again?
York.
So let's say he's at York Uni. Would you get him to record your voicemail?
I would definitely get him to record something because his voice is just so beautiful.
And I reckon he's got sick of it. That's why he won't do it anymore. So I'm thinking this might be real.
Yeah, maybe. But then, if you've got a voice like that, surely you should expect people to ask you that.
Yeah, but it would get really old really quick.
Also, do you want to know how he gets his voice like that? I watched an interview with him once.
Go on.
And he says that if you yawn a lot, that's how your voice gets so, like, smooth and lovely, like his.
Is it?
I want that.
Because it relaxes your vocal cords and that makes your voice sound better.
I'm Morgan Freeman. No, you've got to yawn and then do it. Okay. That was an actual yawn, by the way. Hi. Hi. Hello.
It does work. No, but you don't sound like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah,
do a Morgan Freeman. Do your Morgan Freeman impression.
I don't
Scott.
Do a Morgan
Laura,
Freeman impression.
You do your Morgan Freeman impression, please.
Oh, okay. My name is Morgan Freeman, and I have a voice that's like smooth chocolate.
Yeah. This is why you need Morgan Freeman to do it, because it's very hard
it's
to.
It's not the same, is it? No.
Dare I say, you sound a tad like Stephen Hawking.
It was Stephen Hawking. I was wrapped my brain so it was. It was just that bit when you did that. Anyway, Morgan Freeman, he's bored of doing your voicemails and he's not doing them anymore. Laura, is this real or no real?
I'm going no real.
Chris?
Based on that, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes.
It's true. He recently revealed in an interview that he is so fed up of people constantly asking him to record their voicemail greeting for them that he's now flat out refusing to do it for anyone. He doesn't care who you are. He says, I've lost count the number of times I've said, hello, this is Morgan Freeman.
Oh, and my God, not, it's Morgan Freeman in the studio.
And they're not willing to come to the phone right now, so I ain't doing it no more. I'm doing an impression of you, doing an impression of Morgan Freeman
right,
there.
Thanks, yeah, that was great.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 10, Laura, you got nothing.
Oh, sadness.
I hope your day improves.
We had loads of fun though, right?
So much fun.
Such fun.
Such fun. I can do a really good Heather Small impression.
Go on then. why would you ever need that? But go.
What have you done today to make you feel proud?
No, still bad. Really bad. Okay. Love you,
rude.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Sinead, what's going on?
Okay, so we'll start with the voice finale. Mo was the winner. He was part of Jennifer Hudson's team, so congratulations to him. But it was a very eventful evening. So before he won, Sir Tom Jones got a little carried away with excitement when his act Into the Ark were announced in the final two, and he swore a bad one too. A bad
swear.
Bad?
No,
yeah.
Okay.
So that forced Emma Willis to apologise. Then, more drama, as there was a stage invasion from someone who looked a little bit like Lee Nelson, but it wasn't actually him because he was doing a gig in Exeter, we believe. But
it's normally him.
It is normally him.
So he naturally gets the blame.
Also, if I was on that show, though, because he's done it so many times, I'd just be like, if it was him, I'd be like, ho! and get out.
Yeah. Or maybe just stop letting him into live TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name? Lee Nelson. Oh, yeah, come straight in.
So ITV said in a statement, during the results this evening, there was a brief interruption on stage, which was dealt with immediately by security. The show continued as planned. But
drama.
Yes, yeah, big old night for The Voice. Now, right, got to talk about this new TV show that is just insane. You may have heard a bit about it. MTV, Just Tattoo of Us, hosted by real-life couple Charlotte Crosby and Stephen Bear.
Not real-life couple?
No.
Well, I don't
mind that.
What, Scott, you can't just say that.
Oh, they're going out together now, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's handy, isn't it, for everyone?
So...
What's the bitterness here?
Sorry.
Do you fancy one of them?
No. I'm just... Sorry, it's just Monday. Yeah, go on.
So, the idea of this show is that two people walk into this tattoo shop. They create designs for each other. It can be anything, any size, and it can be anywhere on the body. And the other person only gets to see it once it's on their skin permanently.
Why would you do this?
This is mad.
Absolutely. Absolutely the craziest thing. Now, here's Bear explaining that it is basically a way of doing your mate or other half over.
If you're coming on with a mate, you want to give the worst tattoo possible, and now when you watch the show, you can think of even worse things to do. And I think it'll just keep getting worse and worse and worse, because you don't want to leave there, you getting stitched up, and then your mate not. Do you know what I mean? So it's just, what a good concept.
Isn't it?
No, it's the worst concept.
I love how that's how he sold it at the end. He's trying to explain it, and then he just finished. But it's a good concept.
Here's the thing, right? I love Charlotte Crosby. I think she's ace.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, but like, okay, has she got something to say about it as well?
Well, yeah, because, right, so the show has already been commissioned for a second series, by the way. That's before this one's even gone out. And the pair of them say, of the 44 tattoos that they inked, only two people were happy with the results. Here's Charlotte.
There was a couple of people who I did feel genuinely sorry for, but at the end of the day, these people come into this show knowing fine well what they're doing, and they're both doing as bad as each other. So you kind of can't feel sorry for them, because they want to do it.
She's right. She's right. You can't feel sorry. They've asked to go on that show and do this.
So those two presenting it.
Yes.
Have we missed a trip by getting them to... Well, we should have got them to do the Great British Bake Off.
Right,
maybe, or
exactly that.
Like that.
That's what
do
I
you want to really switch things up a bit?
Ideal fit.
So that is MTV tonight at 9 p.m. And I don't know if you noticed over the weekend in other Charlotte Crosby news, she tweeted out a picture of the cover of Autobiography, but there was a typo on it. So instead of saying stronger, it says stonger. So there we go.
My new book, Stonger.
Yeah. Next up, so
you spelled the title wrong.
It's bad.
I love the UK right now. Go on.
Okay, so next up, Blac Chyna has been blocked from using the name Kardashian, even if she marries Rob Kardashian.
She'll hate that.
Yes, so according to TMZ, she's filed these papers to trademark the name Angela Renee Kardashian after she got engaged to Rob, but... Kim, Khloe and Courtney have opposed this. So apparently they claimed that China's plan to use the name would create confusion in the marketplace and that they would suffer damage, including irreparable injury to their reputation and goodwill, should the proposed name change go ahead.
What, so did she want to become Blac Kardashian?
She wanted to be... So Angela's like her sort of non-stage name, a real name.
Oh, OK.
And so she wanted to be Angela Kardashian.
Yeah, but you need to have a K on the front.
Well, exactly. But, yeah, so basically they don't want it because, you know... They,
tough.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with them.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Apart from it's their name.
And finally...
It's the family's name.
Yeah.
Finally...
She used to be Kangela Kardashian, then that one.
Okay, guess who's apparently a big fan of The Only Way Is Essex?
Go on.
Orlando Bloom.
No.
Yeah, so previous cast member Sam Fares was in LA recently and he stopped her at this pre-Oscars event. And according to newspaper reports, he said that he was a huge fan of The Only Way Is Essex and started grilling her on the show, and Sam was stunned. But this could be because his ex-girlfriend Katy Perry's admitted to being a big fan, so maybe she got him into it. But he's among good names. Kate Middleton loves it, Emma Stone, Jennifer Lawrence... A lot of people have
said
that.
Emma Stone said that when on our show.
On
The
Breakfast Show.
She was a massive fan of The Only Way Is Essex.
People love it. One. Also, maybe, I'll admit this to you now, maybe I watched one of the first ever episodes the other day just when I was a bit bored.
Did you?
Yeah, like the first series.
Did it look well old?
Yeah, just not good. It hasn't aged well. Thank you, Sinead.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Sam in Bristol. Good luck with your driving test today. Hope you pass first time. How many times did you do?
I was first time.
All right.
How about you?
Third. But that's because of the cat that walked
the cat,
under.
It was the cat thing. Watch out for the cat.
During the three-point turn. The cat was fine.
Also,
but
just...
But like, on the second point of my three-point turn, don't come and sit under the car, because that's going to prejudice my examiner against
you. Totally. And it puts you in a difficult situation, doesn't it?
Right.
But I would say what's really important as well is the chat that you have with the examiner.
Oh, yeah.
Have some stuff prepared in your head, otherwise it's well awkward.
Yeah, Sam, like, just get him on side or her on side.
Yeah, because, do whatever you can.
Yeah, anything. Also, good morning, Lee in Swansea. Him and his girlfriend off to Dubai. Someone's doing well for Lee's birthday. I'm so jealous. Is it a bit weird that I've just checked the Dubai weather for their trip?
Do you do that? Just casually check the weather for like, just someone see what's going on around the world?
Someone else's holiday.
For their holiday? What's it like?
It's obviously like 28 degrees and sunny, but so have a great time. I just get holiday FOMO, so I'm just like, oh, like, I just put myself in that position. Also, good morning to Jack in Eastleigh, who says, I've got a spare ticket to a WWE event in Bournemouth in May, if you're interested. We were talking about this earlier. Everyone talking about WrestleMania last night on Twitter. I kind of am interested, Jack. Is that at the BIC?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So, Sarah was on our normal show all last week. We're normally on between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. And she... met this guy called Paddy. Here's how it all panned out for her so far. BBC
Radio 1. I was out with a friend in Cardiff a couple of weeks ago for the rugby, Wales v Ireland, and I went home with someone. It transpired and I booked a flight to Ireland to meet essentially a stranger. His name is Paddy.
Okay, oh.
Paddy from Ireland.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So are you going to go, Sarah?
I really hope so, that I don't change my mind. It is a week away.
Yeah.
I remember there were common interests. Rugby, alcohol. We're both patriotic because we were both supporting our teams. Yeah, I think that's the foundation of a brilliant relationship.
Sarah, I could have told you this on Friday, though, of the common interest, because I know where you met him. I know what you did.
I'm saying that I'm definitely going to go.
And you're flying there today and you're definitely doing it.
Correct.
Yes!
I'm flying into Cork.
And then what?
And then Paddy's going to pick me up. And he said, no, Sarah, they'll be picking you up in a horse and cart in Ireland.
Oh, but imagine if he actually is.
I would love that. It would be like a Disney movie, wouldn't it?
Have a safe flight, stay safe.
I will.
And whatever happens, can we speak to you on Monday morning's breakfast show to find out how it went?
Of course, no problem at all.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Stefan Powell off of the news this morning is so invested in this story. Did you see this tweet just then?
Is it cos Welsh?
Well, possibly, but it's also a good story. Stefan Powell. Yes. Sarah on with Scott and Chris on Radio 1 Breakfast soon. The suspense is almost too much. I know, I'm looking forward to this. Here we go. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Describe your weekend, please, in three words.
Oh, wow, OK. Everything hoped for.
What you've done there is you really wanted to be asked to describe it in four words. You're speaking in broken English. Everything hoped for.
It's my second language, so...
So, how was he? Was he how you remembered?
Oh, Chris, he was amazing. He exceeded all my expectations.
I can tell you got a smile on your face.
Well, it hasn't come off my face for the whole weekend.
I bet. So, start from when you arrived at the airport, please.
Well, I was a bit scared because I didn't know if I would recognise him or not. But as soon as I saw him, everything was fine. Sadly, he wasn't a horse and cart, though.
No horse and cart to pick you up?
No, which I was really disappointed about.
Okay, so he picks you up from the airport, then what?
And then he took me for dinner.
Was it lush?
It was really lush.
Oh, you really like him, don't you?
I really like him, yeah. The only thing is, guys, he's a really private person, so it probably isn't the best idea that I announce to the whole nation what went on.
Right.
So I probably will never tell him that.
So he doesn't know anything about the radio or any of that?
Nothing.
Oh,
and
God.
I probably would keep it that way. And the thing is, when we were driving back, I was... you know, playing with the radio and trying to figure out if he had access to Radio 1.
It's good to test.
And he didn't.
He didn't? Oh.
Yeah. Sorry to break it to you guys.
Well, no, that's okay, but at some point, someone's going to tell him. You know that, don't you?
Well, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what other activities did you get up to?
I think I'll get in trouble if I give all the details.
No, I don't want that. I just want, like...
I do.
No, did you... Like, you enjoyed the whole weekend, right?
It was amazing, and Ireland's a beautiful place, and everyone was lovely. There was a little tantrum.
From who?
Me, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
We'd had a couple of drinks, and I think I wasn't getting my way. It was probably because I wasn't picked up in a horse and cart, and he coped with it. He kept saying that I was as mad as a bag of frogs. There was no ill feeling, and, you know, he laughed it off.
Where did you have the tantrum?
On the way home.
From a night out?
Yes, yeah.
Were you like, oh, I'm wearing high heels, yeah?
Wasn't quite like that, but probably.
And what about the other Irish friend you were telling us about before? The one who texted you offering you a place to stay if it didn't work out. Did he pipe up?
He did. He was lovely. He was just checking that I was okay and stuff. Yeah. So he's a lovely boy.
What's going to happen next?
I'd like to say that we'll definitely see each other again.
Are you one of those... God, so good.
Yeah, it feels it's escalated. Are you one of those types of people that's likely to get married soon?
Time is ticking on.
You are.
So if he said to you tomorrow, oh, move to Ireland, what would you do?
I'd move to Ireland in a heartbeat.
Oh, this is so good. You're brilliant.
So here's the thing. We're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for the next 2 weeks. Do you think you could get married by next Friday? It would be ideal.
I mean, that sounds a little bit psycho, but I'd give it a good chance.
Would you as well?
Let's do a reverse proposal. Breakfast wedding, Scott Keane.
Oh,
amazing,
so keen.
For the show. So yeah. Cheers, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. I'm glad you had a great weekend.
Thank you so much, guys. I love you both.
We will speak to you in the week, all right?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Jazz from Leicester says, amazing, I'm so glad it worked out for Sarah. I've waited all weekend for that. Yes, Sarah. People absolutely loving her, aren't they? She's brilliant.
She's so good. There's so many more questions, though, I want to ask her.
I know. We can do that later in the week, can't we?
I feel like we're invested in their relationship somewhat. And how amazing is it that he doesn't even know this whole thing's been played out on Radio 1?
I know. Wedding bells, I can feel it. I might buy a hat. Ho!
We're going to have to tell him at some point, I think. We should do it on the show, though.
Shall we?
Obvs.
Obviously. Why would you miss the opportunity?
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Right, we normally do this at 2:40 on our afternoon show on Radio 1. It's called Bangers. I choose a song that I believe to be epic that I want to get played. Chris here does exactly the same, and then one of you comes on and chooses which one gets picked. It gets quite competitive. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So what are you up to today?
I am going to school and I have a drama exam.
Drama?
Whoa.
Yeah.
What happens in a drama exam then?
Well, it's one of our practical pieces, so I have to act and I'm really scared.
Oh, what have you got to act?
It's a duologue, so it's just me and another guy, and it's a piece from a play called Stockholm, and it's about Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, cheerful. Okay, cool.
Okay. And, like, so have you got to memorise loads for that?
Not loads. It's only, like, the last bit of the play, which was really sad.
Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, I suppose so, but I'm also really, really nervous.
Yeah.
Do you have to do those drama warm-ups that I see drama groups have to do? Where you've sort of got to clap round in a circle and your drama students do all sorts of weird warm-ups before they perform.
Yeah, we kind of do.
Do you sing everything in your life? Like, if you go and get some milk out of the fridge, you're like, I'm just going to the fridge. Are you like proper theatrical jazz hands?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Love.
Every single time. Every day.
One of the team here knew that you had a drama exam today, so we've sent you an email in that last song with a script to, not that it's scripted, a script of one of my favourite ever clips from The Only Way Is Essex. Have you got the email?
I have indeed.
Okay, right, so this is, I'd like to do like a kind of a practice, if you will, for your exam today. Like, think of it as a mock, okay?
God, okay.
All right, so this is the clip I'm talking about.
Hi.
Hi, Arch.
Gotcha. Where you been?
Just been out, hanging with the girls.
Well, you used to be getting together, or what?
Well, I just want to say something to you. You've been going around discussing what happened between us, yeah? But let me tell you something now. You don't ever disrespect...
Why am I disrespecting you?
Don't ever disrespect a girl like that again.
Can you
take a good look at this. You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
It's so good, right, Olivia?
Iconic.
It's very good, yeah.
It's iconic. It is iconic.
Oh, God.
So it's the clip from Towie ages ago now, which we actually did play to Emma Stone once on this show, where Gemma Collins tells Arj to do one. Right, so I've got some like atmosphere here. Are you all right? You've got the script there, yeah?
Are you going to be Arj, Scott?
I'm Arj, okay?
Okay.
Life goal. Life goals.
This should be good.
Right, okay. Right, so you're Gemma Collins, also goals. Ready?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I'll start, right? Here we go. Imagine we're in Marbs or something and then we buy a pool, yeah?
Oh, love Marbs, yeah, okay, I'm ready.
Here we go. Well, right, Gemma, where you been?
I've just been around, like, you know, doing my thing.
Well, that's wrong. You're supposed to say you've just been
out. I don't have the full script. Oh, I only have what I've written down.
Okay. It's just been out hanging with the girls.
It's carry on. Just
I'll start again.
The point is, you've got to
carry on. Improvise.
All right, sorry, darling. All right, Jamal, where you been?
I've just been hanging out with the girls.
Are you used to getting together or what?
No, I just want to tell something to you, yeah?
Yeah.
I heard you've been discussing me behind my back, yeah? I just want to tell you something. Don't ever, ever disrespect a girl like me.
Why am I disrespecting you, Gemma?
No. Look at me. Because you ain't ever going to get this candy.
Really good.
Very good. Really well.
Scott, your Arj there sounds like Grimmy's impression of Rita Ora.
Oh, my God, babe. Not the same. Right, so, anyway, I thought you're going to pass that today.
Yeah, Olivia.
Flying colours.
Good vibes.
Right, listen, bangers, I've got a song, Chris has got a song, you can choose. This is what I've got for you today.
Why don't you be my girlfriend?
Oh!
I'll treat you good. I know you hear your friends when they say
NSYNC and Nelly with Girlfriend. I'd love to hear this today.
Good song, man.
Thank you.
I've gone for a different approach here. You can have Scott's banger or you can have mine, which is this.
Oh,
a bit of
also
Fallout
good.
Boy, thanks for the memories. Now, this would sound big on a Monday morning.
Sweetheart. Okay, Olivia.
I like them both, but I think I'm going to go with Scott's choice.
Oh my God, babe!
Ooh.
Oh my God, babe!
Oh my God, babe!
Would you be my girlfriend? Would you be my?
Oh dear, the Fallout Boy fans are not best pleased.
Mm. There's a lot of people on saying that a robbery's taken place.
There's
Escort.
No,
I might have to call the popo.
There isn't no need for the popo, please.
Look at this, Danny in Huddersfield. Every time Chris picks an absolute banger, he gets mugged off.
Oh, here they come.
Yeah. I mean, there's,
the sound
so,
of the
there's actually so many tweets and texts coming in. Call the police immediately.
No.
Absolute robbery. Call the police.
Oh, come
call
on.
The popo.
I saw that you loved that. You're having a little chair dance there to that.
I actually quite liked it, but Jack from Lowestoft, someone needs to phone the police. Chris was robbed.
All right, so it's all about me. I won today on Bangers, and that's back tomorrow on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
So, yeah, on my phone, and this is on everyone's phone, I think, or most people's phone, if you've got this kind of phone. What your phone now does, if you go to Photos and Memories, it kind of just bunches them all up for you and puts like a little romantic montage on. Have you seen this?
So Photos... Ah, memories, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And it kind of does a slideshow for you.
So it says, mine says best of last 3 weeks, then there's last week.
Yeah, I've got best of last month. There's one called Northampton for some reason. Best
does
of the
mean
year.
You've been spending a lot of time in Northampton.
Yeah, but I haven't though. And then there's one of us, because we have a lot of photos done together, obviously, because we are actually friends and we work together. There's a whole album called Together. Which makes it my
it's
phone
not right,
my
is it?
Phone thinks we're a couple.
Yeah,
And then can I just go through The best of the last 4 weeks is a good one. Because I've got to tell you, like, the last month of my life has been, it's been pretty cool.
Okay.
It's been really good. Can I go through it with you?
So that's why it's grouped it, because you've done so much over the last month.
But it's a bit weird, because it's a mix of, like, quite cool stuff that you've done, but also really quite mundane stuff as well. But it all set to music and, like, in a beautiful slideshow. Let me just go through it with you. Here we go. Best of the last 4 weeks. Your birthday in New York. Amazing. There's Central Park.
That
there's
was
you
good.
In New York. Yeah, there's a cafe in New York we went to. That's a picture of Bobby Norris on Inyo Bingo.
Oh, yeah.
There's an omelette they ate. Oh. There's Tina off of the cabaret bar that we went to in New York singing. Yeah, there's some deodorant that I bought. Why did I take a picture of that?
This could go really wrong right now.
Korean Billy. Korean Billy. Oh, there's me on a train going to a stag do. Oh, now I'm in Amsterdam with Tony Blackburn off of Radio 1 in the olden
days.
Hang
on.
Yeah. There's a light bulb that I need replacing. Took a picture of it to remind myself.
You're narrating your own life here. Do you realise what you're doing?
What's next? Come on. Oh, a birthday card that says yes on it. Picture of me in a car. Selfie. My toilet that's broken.
Yeah, you see some of the
Angela
things
you're Scanlon.
Saying. Cool. Toilet thing, not so cool.
Some men dressed as the Spice Girls singing Stop at a corporate event I was at last week in Birmingham. Me on stage.
Is that the O2?
Now it's the O2.
Yeah.
And another picture of the light bulb, because I got the wrong one.
It's interesting, because just as you're going through that, you're saying everything in the same kind of tone, describing it, but you are describing an omelette.
Yes.
In the same breath as saying, you know, oh, something from New York or
I know.
Stage
like,
at the O2.
Yeah, 1 minute it's like a picture of Central Park and now an omelette that I ate once. It's kind of weird.
Scott Mills.
So, yeah, your phone can now group your pictures into memories and does like a little quite cute slideshow with music. Sam in Suffolk says, I've never noticed this before. Just done the memory thing on my phone. It's well cool and includes my tattoo ideas, memes I've saved, and food pictures that I've taken.
The problem is when you screen grab something, like that will occasionally pop up as well. So I've got like train times on my memories.
Yeah, all set to romantic music. I wish you could filter the cool stuff away from the kind of normal, mundane, average stuff. So I did this with my friend John, who's an estate agent at the weekend, right? So can I go for you his folder of the last 3 weeks? Okay, I'll just narrate it for you, okay? Imagine this on your phone, all set to lovely music, with the kind of slides just kind of sliding in and out of shot. It's really nicely done, and by your phone as well.
Oh, so he sent you it. Yep. Amazing.
His oven extractor saying, clean me in dust. John's Wi-Fi code. The average speed on his speedometer. Picture of where he parks the car in case he forgets. Because he's an estate agent. Pictures of non-compliant blind cords in light of the EU legislation.
I think it's going to be something really shocking in a second.
Photo of an over-friendly cat.
Is that it?
Picture of him trying to follow a Jamie Oliver recipe and failing. Picture of cat poo. Picture of cat sick on the duvet, quite cat-based. Picture of a house. That's it. You've had a great few weeks, John. Faye, what's your phone saying?
My phone thinks I'm a different person when I've got no makeup on.
What do you mean?
Like I've got like photos of like me with friends like on night out and things, and then photos I've just taken at home with no makeup on, and it's created two separate albums.
Yeah, because on a lot of phones, what you can do is sort of splits all the people up so you can store them by people. So that's really tricky if it thinks you're two people, one with makeup and one without. That's really quite harsh.
I didn't think I looked that different.
Right, your phone really,
harsh.
Your phone has been well harsh to you.
I know.
Have a word.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Did some really inappropriate yassing at the weekend.
Was that during the wedding that you were at?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that happens.
My best mates, one of my best mates getting married, his beautiful new wife walking down the aisle. Yes. As she walks by.
Were you off?
No.
Oh.
That's the thing. I'm like didn't even have a drink.
Oh, because you were DJing later on.
Yeah, but as soon as she appeared, I went, yes. I was like, shut up.
Yeah, don't do that now.
Right.
Especially over the floaty music. It's going to be classy.
Getting a real problem. Rachel's been on. You two need to stop doing yes on the radio. My boyfriend is as addicted as you two. We recently attended our scan for our baby and found out we're expecting our first son. He shouted, yes, when he saw the scan. It needs to stop.
That's
it
a
does.
Good one. That's, I like hearing the situations.
We're having
people,
a son, yes.
That people yass in.
Really bad.
Don't do it at funerals or anything like that.
No.
Be very careful where you yass.
Exactly. You really have. Terrible, like, because that would happen to me now.
Mm.
As they lower it in. Yes. No.
Don't
stop
do
it.
Don't
no,
do,
do
that.
Not do that. Right, so I fear that we may have ruined this song for quite a few people. It's this really good new song by Louis Berry. And it's called She Wants Me. We're going to play it next.
Oh, we love it.
We do like it. But Chris has still got this theory, which he normally says on our afternoon show, that we are actually running out of music.
Well, yeah, I just think a lot of new music sounds like old songs. And
it's not
the artist's fault.
No.
I'm not doing it on purpose. I just think there's only a certain number of notes that there can be, a certain combination of notes.
Yeah, melodies.
Before we're going to have a situation where all songs are songs that have been done before.
Yeah, which for a new music station like Radio 1 will become a problem. So this is the Louis Berry song, She Wants Me.
It sounds like
sounds
with this
like
theme.
South Park.
South Park.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, Louis.
Sorry, yeah. Especially sorry to Louis.
One. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 6:30 in the morning when you wake up on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.